Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Amazon podcast, your weekly blueprint for explosive success. I'm Carlos Alvarez, full-time successful Amazon seller and organizer of the largest Amazon seller meetup group in the world. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Amazon podcast, where we cover all things private label. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. On today's episode, episode number 65, we're going to cover why outsource school was my number one investment for 2020. And how I believe it can help anybody in the e-commerce business scale their business. A confession to make, this episode was supposed to air at the end of last year. I thought it would be a really good wrap-up episode to talk about my favorite tool purchased, or I was thinking top three tools. When I did create the outline for like what I wanted to cover in this episode, though, I realized that my second and third best tool that I purchased this year, or investment that I made in a tool or program or software last year, second and third place did not come anywhere near have the impact that the number one investment in a tool for 2020 had in my business. So I decided to do this episode just on that one number one investment. So again, like the title states, the number one tool that an investment that I made last year in myself and my business is definitely going to outsource school. So what is outsource school? Who is it for? How I'm using it, and how I think it can save you a ton of time and money while allowing you to scale your business and have an increased quality of life. That's my goal in this episode, to be able to share all of that with you and help you make a more informed decision on purchasing outsource school. Now, at the end of this episode, I may have a link or a code to share with you to get you an additional discount on outsource school. Yes, I am an affiliate from them, but you never hear me talking about affiliate stuff. It doesn't matter to me whether you use the affiliate link or code or not. I don't even know how much I make off of it if you did use it. Either way, the website is outsourceschool.com, and I'll have a link in the show notes for you to use. So, without further ado, let's just jump into this episode. And I'm going to give you some background here. I'm recording this on January 13th, 2021. And let's kick this off with what is outsource school. So I believe, and again, the founders are Nathan Hirsch and Connor Gillivan. They were the founders of FreeUp. They successfully exited that business, but this episode has nothing to do with FreeUp or that. Instead, I just want to give you some background on, from my knowledge, the background on Nathan and Connor, and having created an agent, or not even an agency, like an outlet for people to be able to hire virtual assistants on freeup.com. Nathan, who previously was on this show, actually shared that he built FreeUp, or him and Connor built FreeUp using virtual assistants to handle everything from the customer service, the lead generation, the partnerships, the social media, like all that stuff. So the people that created this, they have firsthand experience on not just working with virtual assistants, but using the power of virtual assistants to grow a business to a point that it was not just profitable, but so profitable and so attractive. I imagine that another company would want to buy it and they could successfully exit. So I feel like when outsource school started, the meat and potatoes of it, and maybe for most people and some of you listening to this episode, the meat and potatoes of outsource school is going to be their virtual assistant cracking the code. And what is that? I personally have not gone through this virtual assistant cracking the code. I have a massive team of virtual assistants. I don't want to sit here and tell you that I went through it and it's amazing, because I have not. I know a lot of people who have, and that portion of outsource school, I've just heard nothing but praise from. I really feel or felt that where I'm currently at with the, you know, finding, interviewing, hiring, training, and managing of my virtual assistants, I'm good with that. So what attracted me is something that I'm going to get into in a little bit in this episode, which is their playbooks. But I feel like the pillar or the meat and potatoes of Outsource School, initially at least, was this cracking the code for virtual assistants. So for somebody that has no experience, does not know where to go to get a virtual assistant, does not know things like, can I afford one? When should I hire one? Where do I find them? Just like all these things, that cracking the code for virtual assistants, it covers all that. Like, it assumes nothing. I have glanced at it and I can see that it just assumes absolutely nothing. So you're in like amazing hands there. The course is going, especially the cracking the code, is going to cover every aspect of this. Where to find virtual assistants, when to know you're ready to hire virtual assistants, how to know what you should hire first in your business for a virtual assistant, the interviewing portion, the hiring portion, the training portion, the managing of your virtual assistants portion. It even covers things like promoting your virtual assistants, like the pros and cons, and like, you know, it's life. This does happen. The firing of virtual assistants and how to handle that. There's actually a really good section on there about exit interviews. And Nathan has been, you know, pretty vocal in a lot of the podcasts he's been on where he mentions a specific story, which I won't bore you with here, about how he learned a great deal in his business by the exit interview. So it really covers every aspect of working with a virtual assistant in your business and how to use it to scale your business, assuming nothing, starting from scratch. So kudos there. That's amazing. The rest of this stuff without a solid foundation really wouldn't make a lot of sense. So I really see why this was that flagship, or for them possibly still are a flagship like course. Now, who is it for? So looking at all the different playbooks, which again, I'm going to get into in a second, and looking at the cracking the code, you know, learning to work with virtual assistants, I really feel that it's for anybody. I can say that this is something that, you know, you're not going to go in here as an e-commerce seller or an Amazon seller and start seeing things about that have no relation to e-commerce. So it's really hyper-focused for the verbiage, the templates, all this stuff, hyper-focused towards e-commerce sellers. But I definitely can say, like, my wife and a few other friends that I know, that I've shared some of the things that, while in some cases I feel like I already knew, but it took me 10 minutes to explain, and Outsource School did a great job at, you know, condensing into like one or two lines, or some things that I just didn't know before. And I've shared this information with people that are not in the e-commerce industry, and it had an immediate impact, a positive impact, I should say, in their business. So this is something that's going to have a positive ripple effect through every aspect of your life. Those of you that know me, I have 242 virtual assistants. I live and breathe SOPs and the power of having a virtual team, the gig economy, all that stuff. So I'm telling you this from a place of experience. Now, the Outsource School, the pricing, let's get into that. So the pricing is, I believe it's like $97 or $99 at the moment. They have a plan where you can buy like a year's worth and it saves you 2 months and it gets you like 50 additional templates, which is really cool. But you don't have to go in and get the whole year up front. If you listen to this episode and you're like, wow, Carlos, like, I take your word for this, I want to go ahead and get it, but I don't feel like dropping an entire year's worth up front, there's no issues. You could definitely get the month-to-month plan, which again is like $97 or $99. The link that I will be sharing with you in the show notes, and anybody that listens to this episode, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on the podcast, that wants to just ping me and get that link directly, if you can't find it in the show notes, feel free to do so, and I'll share it with you. The link gives you some sort of discount. So I think you could probably safely look at this as like $80 to $90 a month, or at least for the first month to get started, and you get access to all this stuff. Now, one of the other things here that I think is really important before I start getting into the playbooks is if you've never created an SOP. So I've obviously been doing this for over a decade as far as the SOP creation, and I want to give you an idea here of what that looks like. So a task for you, say a simple task that you probably do every day or at least a few times per week, and it only takes you, let's just to keep it simple here, say 30 minutes. This may be something you do several times a day. That is 30 minutes each instance. But in this example, let's just say 30 minutes at a time, and you do it three times per week. That's an hour and a half. That's an hour and a half a week times 4 weeks. We're at 6 hours per month. Now, the actual creation of that SOP, in my experience, the way I build them, I use a tool called process.st, and we'll get into another really cool tool that outsource school has called Simply SOP towards the end. But the way I create them, it's going to take me about, I'm going to say 16 to 24 hours, somewhere in there, to not just create this SOP, which for me would be the video version, the text line by line, an audio version, I mean everything. Something that I can easily hand off to somebody else. That's 16 to 24 hours that it would take me, and that's with all of my experience. One of the things that a lot of people take for granted when we talk about, you know, hire a virtual assistant and just give them your standard operating procedures and just do it. If you've never created the SOP and you decide, oh, I'm going to sit down and do this, you quickly become discouraged because it's a skill. It's something you need to learn, and it's a pretty big time sink. So I think a lot of people struggle, and perhaps listening to this, you're thinking, Carlos, I want to hire a virtual assistant to save time. You're telling me that I need to invest a lot of time to create the SOP to then give it to a virtual assistant? Yes. That is the way that I go ahead, and that's how I approach it. Now, think about this. Once I put in, let's use that big number, 24 hours. Say I put in 24 hours over a period of several weeks to create this SOP that is now ready to be handed off, you know, assuming I did all my, you know, hiring and training and all that right. I'm now able to hand this off and I don't have to do this anymore. So now I'm saving 6 hours per month. And in 4 months, I had to check my math real quick, but in 4 months, this thing has like paid for itself. This thing has freed up 6 hours per month from me. Now multiply this across all of the other repetitive or non-sales and strategic or just the other things that you do that you'd feel like you're not the best person to do it. And you just constantly have to do it over and over every day. And this really adds up quickly. Now, when you get outsourced school, this is, I have goosebumps just thinking about this. And for me, like I said, I didn't really go through, it was a cracking the code with virtual assistants. But the next section, playbooks, this is what's giving me chills, is because there is just a massive library of playbooks in outsource school. Each one of these playbooks, I'm going to jump, and these are not, I don't consider these easy SOPs either, by the way. This wouldn't be the 16 to 24 hours. These would take me 30 to 50 hours. Each one of these SOPs is ready to go out the box. Let me read you a few of the playbooks that are inside outsource school currently. Keep in mind, Nathan and Connor are dropping new ones all the time. The current SOPs that are there and these playbooks, they're getting updated all of the time. But here's what you get. So you have podcast outreach formula, lead generation formula, customer service formula, partnership playbook, graphic design playbook, Slack communication playbook, video editing playbook, inbox management playbook, influencer playbook, and bookkeeping VA formula. Now, if that's not enough to have you stop and just go grab this tool or just fully understand why this outsource school is my number one investment this year, what did I count off? I rattled off probably a dozen different areas of my business that are super important and that I was either neglecting because I was like, this is going to be too hard. This is going to take too much time for us. Like, we're just not going to do that right now. We'll put it on the back burner. Or that I was doing inefficiently or had the wrong people in place or was taking longer. Well, I guess that would be inefficiently. This just pretty much saved me, I'm going to say, 5 months of my year. And I might be being conservative with that number, 5 months of my year, by not having to create these SOPs, by not having to put off something because I didn't have an easy way to just pull the trigger out the box and start rocking and rolling. These SOPs, by the way, let me break it down. This is not just an SOP that's telling you, like, for example, let's use podcast outreach formula because this is a podcast. This is not just, let me teach you how to do podcasting. This is not that. A side benefit of all of these is that even if you don't know this particular skill set, say you don't know how to do video editing. That's a good one. Like, I don't know how to do video editing. I have a brilliant video editor on my team named Khan, but I don't know how to do video editing. So not only will the side benefit here, not only will I learn a ton about video editing going through this playbook, but this is ready to go out the box to hand off to a new hire as a video editor so that they know everything that is required by me to get out the videos I want, whether it's Amazon videos for video ads, which are ridiculously powerful right now, whether it's videos to be used for building an audience on Facebook to retarget viewers or people that consumed your video to send them back to buy your product on Amazon. All of these are ready to go out the box. They're a here, go here, check here, download this, everything. And built into this is all of the templates. So say on your video editor, there's like a checklist you want people to go down as they're doing a video and communicate back and forth with you on certain things so that you don't have them proceed past something in the video that you don't really approve of. All that's built in. The Excel sheets or the Google Sheets, the Google Docs, like everything is done for you right there. Okay, so I would probably spend like 2 hours going, it would probably take me like 2-3 hours to go through each one of these playbooks. So for the sake of your time and for the sake of keeping these podcasts as short as possible, I'm going to share with you my top three playbooks from Outsource School. And I'm going to give you an example of how I'm using this currently to grow my business. Number one is the partnership playbook. I think this one is super obvious, but it shocks me how many entrepreneurs I know do not use this. And this is something that I didn't even know was a thing. I didn't even realize that this was, they had a name, that it was something that was actually a huge driver in the successes of my business. And I'm talking about not just the services side of my business, not just finding guests for my show, but I'm talking about my physical product businesses as well that sell on Amazon. So something that I have done forever. And by the way, this name, partnership playbook, and that it was something done with intention, is actually something, another thing that I learned from Nathan Hirsch, who did this to the millionth power while he was growing FreeUp. And that is, I have, for as long as I can remember, reached out and had two, maybe three meetings per week, or calls. I think meetings is too formal, but calls with new people. Most of the time I've used LinkedIn for this because it's just really easy. And I find people that are, you know, maybe directly or indirectly connected with my industry and what I want to do or what I would like to do in the future, as well as people that are, you know, have nothing to do with what I'm doing, but I'm just fascinated by them. And you know what I'm thinking? I get asked this a lot, and I really don't have someone amazing that I can recommend people to. So connecting with this person, and if they turn out to be just as amazing as I think, then this is somebody that I can start referring people to and develop this relationship. So I have done this for, easily 10 years and a lot more. But again, for the sake of the time in this episode, so Outsource School calls this the partnership playbook and teaches you how to do this. Now, the way that I have always been doing it has been, you know, not the most effective use of my time. Yeah, over time, I've incorporated things like, you know, booking calendar links and stuff like that, but I was still being extremely inefficient in it. Again, I didn't realize that it was a thing that I should give a name to and focus and get organized around. I'm hoping that makes sense. So Outsource School actually calls this partnership playbook, and I can promise you that if you reach out and build a partnership, and it's just an opening discussion in the beginning, a talk, just meeting people, and you're not selling anybody on anything. If you were to do this twice a week for 1 year, I'd be willing to bet anything. Since it's a podcast and we're not betting, I owe you a coffee or a drink. If this does not have a good 10 to 15% additional, like, positive ROI in your business within the first year. By the end of the first year, you will be making money just off these connections that you had, and you'll also be helping other people and building your network. So I'd be willing to bet on that. So Partnership Playbook is my first one. And the way it helped me is it helped me give it a name and identify it, because when you don't have something identified or you've not assigned a name to something, you really can't put resources behind it. So this not only gave it a name, but it showed me how to do it more efficiently with really cool templates. I'm actually working with an amazing team member of mine named Micah right now on putting this together in a way that maybe I have 3 or 4 calls a week instead of 2. My second favorite of my top 3 playbooks from Outsource School is the lead generation formula. So how am I using this and what is it? Just like the name implies, it's a lead. So this is going to help me generate leads. Now, the types of leads that you're looking for are going to be completely different dependent on your business. The top 3 leads that I'm looking for are wholesalers, resellers, and big box retailers. So what does that mean? I'm always looking for another wholesaler that I can reach out to and purchase their product for resale on Amazon, where I can add value to their brand. Somebody that does this actually absolutely amazing, the Bright Ideas podcast, Trent Dersmid, he does this fantastically, actually using his podcast to grow his wholesaler. So just absolute genius. That's one of the ways I use it. The other one is resellers. So I enjoy finding people that want to resell my product and turn a profit. I know it's probably a foreign concept to a lot of people, but it's how I started. I started broke with no money, and I didn't want to be on this hamster wheel of running out of stock and barely having enough to get the next MOQ. So making a little less per sale, but having people buy in bulk from me allowed me to get ahead of that, take advantage of massive, you know, mass production orders, deeper discounted prices on those same products, as well as pre-selling my products. So it's just a personal preference I have with a lot of my Amazon products when it comes to selling, and that is connecting with some amazing resellers. The final one is big box retailers, and it's not just big box retailers, but also, you know, the mom and pops, and that is where I find or where I think a specific store would be a good fit to carry my product. I want to be intentional in that, and I want to generate leads to be able to, because not everyone says yes. I want to be able to generate qualified leads to increase the likelihood of me getting my product in big box retail stores. I'm sorry. So number 2 is lead generation formula, and that's how I use it. Final one, and this just saves a ton of time, is the graphic design playbook. So I'm going to give, there's so many ways that this can work for your business. I'm going to give you a quick and dirty one. Is I have a massive team of virtual assistants, like I said earlier, and I would say the jobs that we get the most overflow on that even my massive team cannot handle is design. So some time ago, I wound up, you know, contracting and having a membership with a company called Design Pickle to handle all of that extra design work. So I have several different businesses with different Design Pickle accounts. And what I do is all that overflow, they do it. So Design Pickle has this cool plan. I think it's like $300 a month and you get unlimited designs, unlimited revisions. So I looked at that and I was like, wow, that's a good price. I mean, that's coming out to like $10 a day. So I hired them. I immediately start working with them direct because it's something I like to do is I like to get my hands on something, work with it and develop the process. But what I immediately realize is that you need to kind of speak design. You can't just go to Design Pickle and say, hey, can you create my A+ content? I want it to convert really good. I want it to pop or something lame like that. Like that doesn't work. Or hopefully the designer has the good sense to tell you like, hey, I need more information. Otherwise what's going to happen is they're going to take a few days. They're going to put something together. They're going to give it to you. You're obviously not going to like it. And you're going to spend a month of revisions and then getting one piece of design back for $300. That's not a good deal. So the graphic design playbook solves that issue for me. So now this allows me to effectively work with the design team. It allows me to effectively hire someone how I did it. So I think that the graphic design playbook initially was sort of designed for, you know, you to work directly with a virtual a graphic design virtual assistant. What I use it for is to same thing, but not for that virtual assistant to do the design, for them to actually almost be the liaison between my company and the unlimited designs per month, unlimited revisions agency called Design Pickle. So this has allowed me to create a lot more content in the form of graphic design per month more efficiently, which results in having more affordable graphic designs and being able to take on and attack more projects. So those are my top three, the partnership playbook, lead generation formula, and the graphic design playbook. I'd love to know what playbooks or what part of Outsource School is your favorite. Outsource School, hands down, has been the best investment I have made this year. So just to recap a little bit, some of the ways that I feel that Outsource School pays for itself many times over is by saving you time. It allows you to strike while the iron's hot and take advantage of opportunities you would otherwise put off. It allows you to test more is something we didn't really cover either. So a lot of people are hesitant like to even attack A+ content to kind of stay in the vein of Amazon here. And in reality, like once it gets up or once their storefront's done, they're like, whew, that's done. I'm not going to touch that anymore. And in reality, testing and being able to say, oh, Valentine's Day is coming up. I mean, we're recording this again on January 13th. We're about a month out from Valentine's Day. Imagine if you're hearing this and you're like, yeah, I love that idea of just creating, you know, and tweaking my designs to really have this Valentine's Day like feel if it applied. But gosh, I really don't know how to approach that. That's where that graphic design playbook is going to save you and make you a ton of money. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I usually record way in advance, but I'm recording this again on Wednesday, January 13th, and this episode will come out Monday. So it's highly relevant. I am really happy I'm getting this out in 2021. Wish I would have got it out at the end of 2020, but either way, huge, huge investment you can make in yourself by jumping into Outsource School. It's had a massive impact in my business. I will talk to everybody next week. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'd love to hear your feedback.
Liked what you heard and want to stay connected? Join our Facebook group or find me anywhere on social media at Wizards of Amazon or text the word Amazon to 69922.